Happy Tuesday, August 6th, 2024. My name is Kevin Smith. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Loud Majority Live. We got a jam-packed show for you guys today. A little bit later on in the show, we are going to be joined by friend of the show, former congressman, former gubernatorial candidate, Lee Zeldin, good friend of the show, going to be coming on to talk about the big breaking news of the day. The big breaking news of the day, also for my New Yorkers out there, Proposition 1 on the ballot this year in the state of New York, one of the most dangerous, dangerous ballot initiatives we have ever seen in the state. Also about how you can get involved with the Trump campaign, particularly if you're living here in the state of New York. Big, big announcements today. Before we get rocking and rolling here today, guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's pop that live chat up onto the screen. Want to say hello to everybody. What's up, Jerry? Me, thank you for the shout out before. Always great when we're joined by Lee Zeldin. A lot of stuff we're going to be getting into today. Obviously, the breaking news of the day, Tim Walz, Democrat governor of Minnesota, has become the vice presidential candidate in what can only be described as the most radical left wing ticket in the history of America. I want to say hello to everybody real quick. Arrow Pink, what's happening? What is going on? Angel Grandma, how are you? How are you? Deborah Ann, what's going on? What's going on? Dover, what's happening? Vintage Lugal, as always, what is happening, Regina? Regina knows. Vote no on Prop 1 in New York. Sugar Booger, really? That's a new one. That's a new one. I like that. Natalie, what's going on? How's it going? How is everybody doing today? We're going to be diving into Tim Walz and just how radical he actually is. Let's get to the breaking news of the day. Breaking news of the day is that Kamala Harris, as I said, picked Tim Walz, the Democratic governor of Minnesota, one of the most radical governors in the country, no doubt. One of the most radical governors. We're going to get to a lot of the reasons as to why he was picked, why I think he was picked, and what this signals, because this is big. This is very big for Republicans. Why? Well, because quite frankly, I think Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania would have been the smart political choice. Would have been the smart political choice for Democrats. I think Mark Kelly, Senator from Arizona, would have been the smart political choice for Democrats. Both of those happen to be swing states. Moreover, Democrats cannot win. Oh, hold up. Democrats cannot win this electoral college without the state of Pennsylvania, which Josh Shapiro could have helped and delivered. Which he could have helped deliver. We're going to start with Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly, someone whose political career is virtually over. He's never going to ascend to the higher levels. He's not going to run for president as a relatively no-name senator. I think it would have helped him win the state, helped Democrats win the state of Arizona. Josh Shapiro was everybody's odds-on favorite coming out of the gate. Now, there are two ways to look at this. There are two ways to look at this scenario. A, and yeah, before I get into that, I don't know which one of these is worse, if I'm being totally honest with everybody. I don't know which one of these is worse as to why Josh Shapiro was not picked. Either. Democrats know they're going to lose the election. Therefore, they didn't want to waste somebody on their bench. Reasonable. I've been saying for a long time that's why it would never have been Gretchen Whitmer or Gavin Newsom. They don't want to waste their bench. Democrats know they're going to lose, so they pick some obscure governor that nobody's ever heard of before, throw him into that spot. That's number one. That is the best case scenario. Number two, what the hell? Number two, and quite frankly, a little bit more terrifying. Josh Shapiro wasn't picked because he was Jewish. Are Democrats so afraid of their radical left-wing flank? Are they so afraid of 100,000 uncommitted voters in Michigan, as we saw in that primary, that they would actually steep to the levels of that brand of anti-Semitism to not pick somebody for their vice presidential candidate that, in all likelihood, could help them win? could help them win simply because of his religion. That is a terrifying notion. We're going to pop the big board up onto the screen real quick, and we're going to go over what the Democrats need right now. What the Democrats are going to need right now, now that they have not picked Josh Shapiro. Let's get this up here. Boom. Let's pop this up real quick. Oh, I don't know where the hell it is. There it is. There we go. We're back to the big board now. We got everything we need. So obviously, you see, as it stands right now, when you look at the Real Clear Politics polling average, the 2024 consensus, these are the five swing states. These are the five swing states. So if you take Pennsylvania off the table, Republicans win. Democrats need a clean sweep moving forward in order to pick up the victory. Now, there is one map out there. There is a map out there that shows Democrats losing Pennsylvania, as you can see in this map, but still winning the election. They have Republicans winning Arizona. Now, we get into some weird stuff. Nevada has to go blue. Wisconsin has to go blue. Michigan has to go blue. Georgia has to go blue. That is, right now, as I can see it, from my political analysis, that is the only way that Democrats can win this election right now. And it's going to take them an absurd amount of money to dump into Las Vegas, to dump into Gwinnett County, to dump into Cobb County, to dump into Wisconsin, when all they had to do was not appease their radical left, and they would have had a fighting chance. Here is it with Pennsylvania, with Arizona, Michigan. That's the win right there. If they're able to pick up Pennsylvania and Arizona and either Michigan or Wisconsin, they win. Democrats have had a very calculated error here. A very calculated error. And Van Jones over on CNN pretty much gives you the breakdown as to why.
Do you think it was a little risky, though, Van, that she didn't go with Shapiro to kind of lock down Pennsylvania? I mean, yes, yeah. David Chalmers was saying earlier, just because you pick him as your running mate doesn't mean you automatically win Pennsylvania. But I got to think it would have helped just a little bit.
Hey, listen, the conservatives, the right wing, the Republicans, they were chewing their fingernails down to the knuckle because they were afraid of a Josh Shapiro. They were afraid of a Mark Kelly. They're not as afraid of this new governor because they think they can define him. Here's the challenge you've got in this party. People don't want to talk about it. We got to talk about it. On the one hand, you have a lot of young people who are concerned about Gaza. You have a lot of Muslims and Arabs and others. They have not felt seen by the Biden administration. You start hearing that genocide joke. That was building. And so those folks needed to have a candidate that they could feel comfortable with. This helps them in that regard. But you also have anti-Semitism that has gotten marbled into this party. You can be for the Palestinians without being an anti-Jewish bigot, but there are some anti-Jewish bigots out there. And there's some disquiet now, and there has to be. How much of what just happened is caving into some of these darker parts in the party? So that's going to have to get worked out. It's going to have to get talked through.
Van Jones isn't wrong there. He's not wrong. Is the signaling of not picking Josh Shapiro the Democrats admitting that the Hamas caucus of their party, their most radical left wing, has taken over? Now, Tim Walz is pro-Israel, but he's not personally Jewish. Many people are speculating this, and you know what? I don't want that to be the case. However, if I put my political hat on, if I take off my Republican hat and I put on my political hat, I cannot figure out why Tim Walz was picked. Unless they are signaling to the radicals that they are on board for their agenda. And Tim Walz is that radical. I want to make that very clear. He approved the law. He signed a bill into law putting tampons in boys' bathrooms, which I do not know why you would need that, considering that is a piece of equipment that teenage boys do not need. Moreover, if you've been around a teenage boy, if they ever got their hands on tampons, they'd probably do something stupid with it, dip it in water, throw it at the chalkboard in school. I'm not saying I knew anybody that did that. I'm just saying. Why would you do that? This is also a man who has said that he would personally buy a ladder so that illegal immigrants could scale Donald Trump's wall. A vote for Tim Walz is a vote for illegal, for open borders. A vote for Tim Walz is a vote for radical gender policy. A vote for Tim Walz is a vote not for Israel. Because you can be against what's happening in Gaza very easily. I'm anti-war. I don't want to see war happen ever anywhere around the world. And I want that war to end. However, you have to be pro-terrorist. You have to be anti-terrorist, excuse me. Ooh, fuck that up. You have to be anti-terrorist. You cannot be with the people who side with those who take down the American flag, set it on fire, and raise the American flag outside of Union Station in Washington, D.C. You can't be that. And Tim Walz is signaling to those people, particularly in places like Lincoln Park, Minnesota, where Ilhan Omar is from, that's exactly what he will be. This is the most dangerous left-wing ticket we have ever seen in this country. And as I said, is it because they know they're going to lose, so they don't want to waste their bench? That's totally possible. Totally possible. Maybe even probable. Or is it something more nefarious? And when it comes to Democrats, look, I'm not putting anything past these people. I'm not putting anything past these people that this would be the nefarious act that they would go for. It's worrisome. Now, let's get to the positive. Let's get to the positive. Because like Van Jones said, in all fairness, I was worried about Mark Kelly. I was. The guy's an astronaut. He's well-spoken. He's from a swing state. Josh Shapiro, worried about him. He's one of the more popular governors in the country, which isn't saying a lot considering most governors are underwater in the first place. He's from a state the Democrats need to win. It is virtually impossible for Democrats to win without Pennsylvania. Shout out Scott Pressler out there in Pennsylvania kicking butt. If you're in the great state of Pennsylvania, get in touch with Scott. Get involved. Voter reg, new voters. Let's go. Giddy up right now. Now, I could play you clips all day long of Tim Walz saying things that are absolutely insane. And you're going to see them all over Twitter, all over X, all over Facebook for the next coming days. Because already the number one trending thing on Twitter right now is Tampon Tim for his radical gender policy, putting tampons in the little boy's bathroom. Which, as I said, that is not a piece of equipment that we need. I don't know. So why was he doing it? Is he a true believer? Or is he appeasing the radical left? All I know is that this sort of thing will not win over moderates. It will not. You take a guy who openly admitted that he left his windows open during the George Floyd riots so that he could smell the burning tires. You take a guy who has said that any policy that does not put forth equity and inclusion is not a policy he will ever put forth in the state of Minnesota.
A society that does not put equity and inclusion at the center of it is certainly going to eventually come to the places where we're at. This is a moment of inflection. It's a moment of real change. It's a moment that those folks who are out there demanding this are not going to take a commission or a report. They're going to want fundamental change. And that is what I think, that's one of the exciting things in the midst of all this. You can feel a sense of optimism coming back.
That is not a person that is going to moderate this ticket. You take that beta male looking Archie Bunker, because that's what he looks like. He looks like if somebody cut off Archie Bunker's stones. And you put him up against J.D. Vance. I don't think that's going to go overwhelmingly well for Democrats. Democrats have put themselves into a real bind here. A real bind here. And you know what? I've been long saying it. That Democrats have backed themselves into a corner with this DEI crap. They have to have Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket. Therefore, they had to pick a white guy. But they can't be too diverse. Because if they were too diverse, they would piss off the Muslims by picking a Jewish guy. You see the way that works? When you have no policies, when you have no principles, you end up backing yourself into a corner. You back yourself into a corner that you cannot get out of. Guys, before we keep rocking and rolling here, Congressman Lee Zeldin will be on with us in a couple of minutes. Make sure you guys are hitting that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. Let's get that live chat up onto the screen. Joanne, how are you? Maureen, how are you? Pete, what's happening? Julie, Bernadette, hello, hello. Helene, what's going on? Want to say hello. By the way, Sly57, thank you so much for the birthday gift. Thank you so much for the birthday gift. I got it yesterday. That really means a lot. Custom Rock, how's it going? Jack Daniels Vance, bottoms up. Sign me up for that. Sign me up for that. Guys, before we keep rocking and rolling here, head on over to lfatv.us. That's lfatv.us. That is your mothership, your landing pad, your batter's box for all things LFATV related. Check out the LFATV store. And while you guys are there, consider becoming a monthly donor over to LFATV. That's lfatv.us for all things LFATV related. How's everybody doing? Callie, what's happening? What's happening? I want to thank you for sending me that video yesterday. Absolutely ruined my day. Hello, Joan. Deb DeMeo, how are you? Once again, guys, also, tomorrow, make sure you keep it locked in on the show. We are going to have the great Brick Suit on the show. The great Brick Suit. He was at the President Trump assassination attempt. He's a delegate for the California Republican Party, a grassroots activist, and one of my favorite people in the world. You guys know who Brick Suit is. He will be on the show tomorrow. Make sure you keep it locked in for that. Guys, we'll be back in 1 second with my good friend, Congressman Lee Zeldin. Alrighty, guys, so we are back. Super excited to have my next guest on. He's been a friend of the show and a friend of the Loud Majority for a very long time. Former New York State Congressman Lee Zeldin. Lee, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be back, Kevin.
Absolutely. So obviously the big breaking news of the day, Kamala Harris picks Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. A lot of people are reading a lot of different things into this. What does this mean if you're a Democrat? What does this mean for Republicans? You've been in politics a long time. What is your read of their pick?
The far left wins. This is the furthest left ticket for president for any major party has put up in our country's history. And what's wild is that so many right, center, left, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, were agreeing with each other that Josh Shapiro was the strongest candidate as the governor of Pennsylvania, high approval rating, a state that has to be won. And it appears that essentially what disqualified him was that he's Jewish. What does that say about the pro-Hamas, anti-Semitic wing of the Democratic Party? It's not some fringe. It is taking over the Democratic Party. The fact that Josh Shapiro would be such a risky pick for Kamala Harris because he's Jewish. Tim Walz is as far left as you get. I mean, and for people out there who, you know, have been trying to champion to get tampons inside of boys' bathrooms across the country, well, you know, you're pretty happy that Tim Walz is picked. You know, if Ilhan Omar is your hero for trying to decide right from wrong and trying to get direction for what to do next and what to support next in your life, well, you're going to be happy about Tim Walz. But for people who were upset to watch Minneapolis getting burned down in 2020, for people who don't want to see our country being converted into a nation that is costing even more to survive, a border that is even more open, an identity that is even more under attack, this is not going to win over undecided voters, independent-minded voters. I think it's very much going to help end a honeymoon period for Kamala Harris. We'll see what the media does. They've been circling the wagons for Kamala. We've seen big tech circling the wagons and some of these social media companies circling the wagons for Kamala Harris. They might find ways to extend her honeymoon anyway, but it's going to be despite this pick. It's not going to be because of it. A very whacked out left-wing choice for Kamala Harris. And I would say it's not her caving to the left wing of the Democratic Party. It's just exposing the fact that Kamala Harris comes from the left wing of the Democratic Party. This is the pick that she's going to feel most comfortable with.
No, you know, and it's so interesting because I've been sitting around all morning and I've been trying to put, you know, not my Republican hat on, my political hat. And I don't know what Tim Walz gets them unless this is them saying they don't want to waste their bench. You know, they think Josh Shapiro may be a rising star in the party. We saw that Gretchen Whitmer was out and Gavin Newsom was never a realistic possibility. To me, this seems either they are caving to the radical left, caving to the Hamas caucus, as I've dubbed them on this show, or they're sitting there going, look, this one's already lost. Let's try to save it down ballot by putting up someone from a state that we're already going to win, because Mark Kelly, Josh Shapiro, even Andy Beshear makes a lot more political sense from someone who's trying to win an election rather than a party that seems to think that it's already over.
If Josh Shapiro wasn't Jewish, he would have been Kamala Harris's pick.
Mm-hmm. That is so.
That says everything you need to know.
That is so. The fact that we're here at this point, I mean, we saw with the riots, you know, in New York at Columbia and City College and UCLA all over the country. But to see the upper echelon of the Democratic Party basically saying it out loud now that being Jewish is a negative factor in someone being elected shows you where the culture has come from. And you and I, you know, you're a Jewish man. We're from Long Island. I don't know. Is it because of where we're from that this sort of thing is so troublesome that I don't know. To me, religion was never really even in my world. Maybe it's because I grew up with so many Jewish kids. But to me, it is so terrifying that this is where the Democrats have become.
I agree. And it's not like they're saying that Josh Shapiro is Jewish and therefore that's a negative and leaving it there. They're actually saying that it's disqualifying.
Mm-hmm.
They have to win Michigan. They're doing the math and deciding that they can't afford to lose Michigan. So Rashida Tlaib and her friends in Dearborn, Michigan, and the 100,000 non-committed voters, they need to be pandered to. They need to be satisfied. And there were a lot of threats that were being made of, you know, how dare you even think about, or don't you even think about, selecting Josh Shapiro as your running mate. And I think that there would have been instant blowback. You would have seen it on the streets. I think it would have been a pledge to take down the Harris ticket in a way that they just weren't willing to go up against. And quite frankly, I think they feel most comfortable in being aligned with. Yeah. And this isn't just about this one pick for vice president. That's the end of it. We see what's going on our streets. We saw what happened outside of Union Station in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks ago. We've seen what's happened in the halls of Congress on college campuses. And this pro-Hamas, anti-Semitic wing of the party is taking over their party. And anyone else in the Democratic Party who is bothered by this needs to speak out. You know, either when you're being silent, you are empowering, elevating it, embracing it, whether you like to or not, whether you want to or not. Mm-hmm. This is a time that you speak up with courage or you're part of the problem.
Absolutely. And, you know, you bring up the radicalism of Tim Walz, how he basically just said socialism is being neighborly, and how he said he would buy ladders for illegal immigrants to climb over the wall, and all of the crazy gender stuff. Here in New York, we have a proposition on our ballot that it is mind-blowing to me that so many people are willing to allow this to happen, to allow men to participate in women's sports all over the state of New York. We saw our friend Bruce Blakeman stand up against this, and Letitia James came out and said that she would fight it in court. We saw the controversy in the Olympics with a man beating up a woman, beating up multiple women, and radical leftists continuing to think this is okay. This being on the ballot in a typically blue state is just more proof of the ending of what would otherwise be known as women's rights in many of these things. I know you know a lot about it. Can you speak to Prop 1? Because all the New Yorkers need to know about this. I only learned about it last week. So this is really going under the radar, and it's terrifying.
When I go to vote in this year's election, I'm voting no on Proposition 1. I'm encouraging everyone else to vote no on Proposition 1 to get familiar with what is in it. And this is essentially looking to enshrine the entire woke far-left agenda into the New York State Constitution. This is going to be referenced. If successful, if the state constitution is amended to include this language, it will be used as justification, as a legal basis, as a constitutional basis for all sorts of new far-left wing rights to be passed out, whether you are illegally in New York and they want to give you a right to vote, even though you might not be a United States citizen. If you're a boy who wants to compete in girls' sports or use a girl's locker room or a girl's bathroom, this is going to protect that right. They're trying to create all sorts of new rights that right now aren't currently protected inside of the New York State Constitution. And what's really an insult to the intelligence of New Yorkers is that the Democrats are trying to paint this as being all about abortion. You're not going to find the word abortion on Proposition 1 language or what was passed by the state legislature. You are going to find all sorts of other language that's included. And even if you want to debate the abortion component, the reality is that this has all sorts of other crazy left-wing stuff added to it. The further thing that I would add on the abortion piece is that New York has already codified far more than Roe. Mm-hmm. We all woke up the day after the Dobbs decision. The law in New York was exactly the same as it was the day before, and nothing changed. So the idea that that somehow there's any further to go in New York where you can receive an abortion until the end of the ninth month in this state, they're using that argument of wanting to enshrine abortion rights as what might pull the best to mask what really is the rest of their agenda, which is in the words that everyone will be able to read on their ballot.
Yeah, no, and I really think that Proposition 1 could be something that really comes back to bite Democrats, because this is an issue that we can get out in front of. Because most Americans, either by polling data or going outside and asking people whether or not they think men should compete in women's sports, this is something that we can really, really take advantage of to be able to get out the vote. So I know you're on short time, but I do want to make sure I get to this. Obviously, you're heavily involved with the Trump campaign. We saw you at the RNC in the box with future Vice President Vance. Many people have been asking me, how can they get involved? How can they volunteer or phone bank or, you know, knock doors? You know, we have a large volunteer base out here on Long Island, and people are getting antsy. They you know, they're ready to get into election season. We're ready to rock just over 90 days until the election. So if people are looking to get involved, what do you think would be the best course of action for them?
To volunteer for President Trump's campaign, go to donaldjtrump.com. You'll see at the top links that allow you to sign up. There have been trainings that I've been involved in across the country. I've been involved with the trainings in Nevada and Maine and Arizona, actually doing one today with people who have signed up in New York. It's called Trump Force 47. That is the grassroots organization that you'll see on donaldjtrump.com. It's also the website to go to if you have $5 you want to donate, or you know somebody else who wants to donate $5 if you have it, if you're able to. We need people to sign up and to get involved today. No matter what state you live in, no matter what corner of America you are in, wherever you're tuning into this, If you haven't done so yet, please go visit the president's website and get involved today.
Absolutely. And for all the New Yorkers out there, that call that's going to be going on tonight, I'm going to have the link to it, to that Zoom call, so we can go over everything. I'll be on the call. Congressman Zeldin will be on the call. Lee, thank you so, so much for joining us. I know you got to run. Thank you for getting us in, and I will see you soon, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin.
We'll be right back. I want to thank Congressman Lee Zeldin for coming on, talking about all of the radicalism of the left wing, not only Tim Walz, but the radical Prop 1 that is going to be going on here in New York. This is dangerous stuff that, honestly, I didn't know a lot about that Prop 1 until just recently. There have been some radical moves by the Democrats over the course of the last couple of days and the last couple of weeks in order to push their insane agenda on New Yorkers, and Tim Walz is just another example of that. Once again, as I said, the most radical ticket we have ever seen. Guys, if you're looking to get involved with the Trump campaign, go to DonaldJTrump.com, click the volunteer button, put in your information, and somebody will get back to you. There's a call tonight, a Zoom call that I'll be on about how we're all going to get involved here on Long Island. So I'll be giving you guys that information over the course of the next couple of days. Once again, I want to thank Congressman Lee Zeldin for coming on the show. As always, he's a friend. Guys, give him a follow over on Twitter. Check out his PAC, Zeldin Cares. He's doing great work. Guys, we're going to keep rocking and rolling here because we got some good news. We got some good news that we're going to get to in a minute. Before we do, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear,
dog. Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD for up to 80% off everything on the website. That's MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. Guys, what's going on? How's that live chat doing? I want to welcome everybody in. Custom Rock, thank you for throwing that in there. If you guys are looking to volunteer for the Trump campaign, we're going to be giving you guys all that information in the coming days. We got big numbers today. Make sure you guys are hitting that like button, share the video out, repost this, tag a friend in the comment section so that they can check out Congressman Zeldin as well. Dina just signed up to volunteer. Very good stuff. Hazel Kitty, very good. Custom Rock, I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. How's everybody else going? Kamala Harris tries to tell you that women don't have reproductive freedom, and in New York, it's not an issue. She's such a... Yep. Let's see here. Pops McGroin, how are you doing? Very good stuff. What's going on, all you weirdos? Yeah, you know what, Dawn? I think that's how I'm going to start the show off from now on, calling everybody weirdos, because that's what the Democrats like to do. So before we move on to the next one, we got to talk about Jamie Raskin, because Jamie Raskin, we've long known for quite some time that he's one of the most disingenuous people on the planet, but Donald Trump said that... I'm sorry, Jamie Raskin is now claiming that even if we elect Donald Trump, he is going to try to disqualify him if he is elected, in one of the most shocking statements I think I've ever heard. Jamie Raskin openly calls for a coup d'etat in America. Democratic Rep. Jamie Raskin told a group of D.C. bookstore Politics and Prose at a bookstore in D.C. called Politics and Prose that it was up to Congress to disqualify Donald Trump from the 2024 election on January 6, 2025. The comments came before the Supreme Court ruled that the states could not take Donald Trump off the ticket using the 14th Amendment. Raskin suggested that if the Supreme Court rejected the case against Trump, that the responsibility to disqualify Trump from the election would fall to Congress. The comments came, the comments from Raskin came during a group meeting in February per Legal Insurrection. Quote, "The court is not going to save us, so that means the only thing that's really going to work is People in Motion amending the Constitution. But again, it's necessary, but not sufficient, because what we put in the Constitution can slip away very, very quickly." Here was one of the goofiest looking men on planet Earth.
"What can be put into the Constitution can slip away from you very quickly. And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025, to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new..."
I do find it rather humorous. A couple things about that. Number one, I think it's hilarious that Jamie Raskin is going to say that Congress, that the Supreme Court doesn't do anything. They've got very little. Are you serious, bro? Just so you know, Congress is off the entire month of August. Why? The whole month they're off. And that's not the only month they're off. They take weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks off. And while they're there, they're not actually doing anything anyway. So I think the fact that Jamie Raskin has the audacity to say a sentence like that is pretty wild. But there he is telling you that if they win the House of Representatives and Donald Trump wins, they are going to disqualify him from the ballot. That will be the real insurrection. When will we get a commission about Jamie Raskin? Big shout out to Cheryl Riley running against Jamie Raskin in Maryland 8. If you guys are living down there, contact her and give her a hand. Contact her and give her a hand. One of the most wild things I think I've ever, ever seen. So, let's see. What do we got next? Ah, yes. Before we keep moving and grooving here, guys, do you guys know if you're getting enough sleep? Do you guys know if you're getting good sleep? Do you know if you're getting enough magnesium? Because 4 out of 5 Americans simply aren't. Sometimes I wake up exhausted and it ruins my productivity throughout the day. Lately, I've been lying awake at night worrying about all the things I have to do the next day, and it ends up killing my energy levels throughout the day. For me personally, Magnesium Breakthrough has helped me solve my sleep problems, from winding down at the end of a stressful day to tossing and turning and waking up all groggy. Magnesium Breakthrough has been a complete game changer. Over 75% of the population is magnesium deficient, and what most people don't know is that even if you're taking a magnesium supplement, there you are still deficient because you're not getting all 7 forms of this important mineral. Magnesium Breakthrough is the ultimate way to give your body all 7 forms in one supplement. Guys, don't miss out on the most relaxing sleep of your life with Magnesium Breakthrough. For your exclusive offer, guys, go to biooptimizers.com/LFA and use promo code LFA during checkout to save 10%. If you subscribe, not only will you get all the amazing gifts, but you will get your monthly supply guaranteed. In addition to the discount you get when you use promo code LFA, there are always amazing gifts with their purchases. That's also why I love shopping at Biooptimizers. Now go to biooptimizers.com/LFA and get Magnesium Breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. If you subscribe, not only will you get the discounts and free gifts, but your monthly supply is guaranteed. Guys, go to biooptimizers.com/LFA. That's biooptimizers.com/LFA. In the midst of all this, it turns out U.S. personnel last night got injured in an attack against Al-Assad Air Base in Iraq. Now, I've got some questions here. I've got a few questions here. Why are Americans still in Iraq? That's a good one. I thought we ended that war. I thought that was what Joe Biden did when he got 13 Americans killed at Bagram. Now, I know that was in Afghanistan, but, you know, it's all kind of one war kind of mushed together. Not really sure what Americans are doing there in the first place. I've long said the best way for Americans to not die in Iraq is to not have them in Iraq. Because let's make a list of the things I care about today. All the way down there is Iraq. U.S. personnel have been injured in a suspected rocket attack against Al-Assad Air Base in Iraq, according to three U.S. officials who spoke to Reuters. The outlet reported that several U.S. personnel were injured during the attack. The outlet reported that the sources were citing preliminary information about the attack that could change. Security sources told the outlet that two Katyushi rockets were fired at the airbase in western Iraq on Monday. Base personnel are conducting the post-attack damage assessment, one of the officials commented. The attack comes as concerns over the tensions in the region have mounted with the killings of the Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. Jack Posobiec reported that 5 to 6 Americans were injured and that several were getting surgery. Iran has vowed to retaliate in its response to the assassinations, and is the backer of both Hamas and Hezbollah. The Pentagon has sent reinforcements to the region in the case of an attack from Iran and Israel. So, good to know we're sending more troops into the Middle East. That's what we need right now. That's what we need. We need escalating tensions in the Middle East. We've got literally the stupidest person who's ever run for president, running for president in Kamala Harris. We've got a radical leftist who is willing to appease the Hamas caucus in Tim Walz, and we've got a dumb president who can't tie his shoes sending more troops into the region. What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong there? But there is some lighter news. There is some lighter news that I want to get to. Why? Because it turns out sometimes, for my New Yorkers out there, sometimes we actually get the right people elected into positions of power, whether it be in federal, state, and local government. And one of those people is, of course, the Bruce Blakeman. We're going to get to that in 1 minute. Before we do, Mike Lindell.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Guys, head on over to MyPillow.com, promo code LOUD. So as I said, we've got Bruce Blakeman. He is the Nassau County executive out here. Awesome guy. Very awesome guy. Recently, he has decided to implement a new policy at the behest of legislator Mozzie Phillip to ban people from wearing masks in public unless for health reasons. This is absolutely exciting stuff. Check this out. Of course, people were very upset about it.
Tensions boiled over tonight at the Nassau legislature when at least one person was arrested. The chaos came during a heated discussion about the county's Mask Transparency Act. The measure makes it illegal to wear a mask in public unless it's for the person's health, religion, or celebratory purposes. A similar state law had been on the books prior to the COVID pandemic.
This law endangers my life. This law endangers the lives of many people.
Bridget Jones is immunocompromised and came from Harlem to speak against the measure.
Criminalizing a tool that literally is PPE. It's a mobility aid. It saves lives.
The county legislature passed the bill along party lines. All 12 Republicans voted in favor. All 7 Democrats abstained. Supporters say it prevents people from committing crimes or acts of violence while hiding behind a mask.
This bill addresses the urgent need to mitigate potential threats to the community's safety and to ensure accountability.
Absolutely. I want to thank the people of Nassau County for putting forth a bill that would otherwise be pretty obvious. You can't wear a mask if you want to destroy things. Now, look, if you're sick and you want to wear it, whatever, I got no problem. If you want to cover your face because of your religion, okay, I guess that's another story for another show for another day. I think you all know what I'm talking about there. And, of course, for celebratory purposes. And, of course, for celebratory purposes, which means you can wear them on Halloween. But I am sick and tired. And I've gone to some of these Hamas protests all across Nassau County. And it's always interesting that everyone's got their face covered up. You know why? Because these people are cowards. They're cowards. And Democratic lawmakers, which, as we've seen with the nomination of Tim Walz to vice president, is an even bigger coward for allowing their crazies to get out of line. You see, here on the right, we keep our crazies in check. That's what we do here. Democrats have no backbone and will never do that. They will never do that. And I've had just about enough of it. So I want to give a big shout out to the Nassau County Legislature for actually putting that bill forth and getting it passed. Local elections matter. No matter where you live, local elections matter. Guys, hit that thumbs up button. Share the video out all over the place. We're going to be getting into two more stories before we wrap up today. Let me say hello to everybody here. Pete Hicks says, Mike Lindell has a special device that detects if voting tabulators are hooked up to the internet. I don't think he does. Let's see. Dina, what's happening? How are you? Hazel Kitty, Bob R, what's happening? Also, guys, next Wednesday, not tomorrow, the Wednesday after that, I'll be at the Whitestone Republican Club in Whitestone, Queens, for anybody who wants to come on down and say hello. Terry Sue, how are you? What's going on, guys? As we are rocking and rolling here, we are going to talk about, yo, Kevin, you coming to New Jersey? What's going on in New Jersey? Invite me for an event, and I will come. Invite me for an event, and I will come. The Mets did win yesterday. Very good. Very good. Very good. Guys, I'm not saying he doesn't have a machine. I'm not saying he didn't invent one. I'm saying, how would you know if it worked? If it pings? What the hell? If you think it works, go buy it. If you think it works, go buy it. Before we keep rocking and rolling here, guys, head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out the shop. That is the best place and the best way to support this program and everything we've got going on over here. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Every day we're putting up new stuff all for you guys. That's the wrong one. That's the wrong button. Boom, there it is. Check out the shop. That is the best way to support this show and everything we got going on. We've got the new Trump Vance flags. Where are they? Boom, here we go. Pop that bad boy up there. We got the fight shirts that I'm wearing right now. We got MAGA bathing suits. I love these bad boys. You got your Trump Vance flags. Pick those up today. If you've got a dog, you can get him a stuffed animal that he can eat or a shirt that he can wear over at loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out the shop, loudmajorityusa.com. So, over the course of the last couple of days, this is something that's pretty wild. Pretty wild, if you ask me. We've been seeing riots breaking out all over the UK and in many cities in Europe over mass migration. Why? Well, it turns out the kid of an illegal immigrant decided to stab a bunch of little girls outside of a dance class. And some people are not having it. Some people are not having it whatsoever. Of course, the liberal Prime Minister of Great Britain has decided to blame people like Tommy Robinson and Elon Musk, despite the fact that none of them were there or had anything to do with it. They decided to blame the far right-wing extremists. Ugh. because they have nothing else to say. But something else has happened. Something else has happened in Northern Ireland. For any of you who remember a time over in Northern Ireland called the Troubles, of course, that was when Protestants and Catholics went out of their way to bomb each other over and over and over again over the course of decades. Hundreds, thousands of people were killed, even more were maimed over the course of that time period. This war between the Catholics and the Protestants has been raging for more than 100 years. If you want, there's a very good movie with Cillian Murphy, The Wind That Blows the Barley. It's about the formation of the IRA. Go check that out. Very good movie. Very good actor. Well, it turns out in the midst of all these protests, Catholics and Protestants have begun marching together in Belfast to protest illegal migration. A march demanding the end to mass immigration has gone viral amid large-scale protests all over the United Kingdom. The UK has witnessed violent scenes following the victory of the Labour Party in July 4th general election. Rioting by pro-Palestinian activists followed in Leeds, signaling the start of a turbulent period in the country. After three children were murdered in Southport, England on Tuesday, July 31st, right-wing protesters have taken to the street demanding the newly elected government take action. These protests have spread across the country, resulting in arrests and criminal damages over the course of the night. However, one of the more surprising scenes took place in Northern Ireland. In a historic moment, Catholics and Protestants marched alongside each other in the protests. Here are the images of this, of people walking through the streets of Belfast, flying the Irish flag and the Union Jack. This is a historic moment. If you guys remember the protest in LA in 92, there was a very famous moment where the Crips and the Bloods marched together to protest the Rodney King incident. Now, I'm not here to talk about Rodney King, whether they should have been arrested or whether they shouldn't have been, whether they shouldn't have been charged or whether they should not have been. What I'm saying is that is a historic moment. Think about this. Migration has gotten so bad. Illegal immigration has gotten so bad in Northern Ireland that people who have literally been blowing each other up for 100 years are now marching together to stand against this. This is a historic moment. Many people said this gives me hope for the future of Ireland and Britain. I think we're just getting started too, which makes this even the more exciting. All the big mainstream news are usually here in the U.S. isn't covering any of the protests. Thank God for X, Elon. Well done. Well done. Catholics and Protestants have long been divided over the situation in Northern Ireland. The former are strongly in favor of a unified in unification with the Republican with the Republic of Ireland, while Protestants have historically favored its existence under British rule. So much were the differences that the country saw a prolonged period of violence known as the Troubles. Militant groups, both loyal and opposed to the British rule, engaged in a 27-year guerrilla war campaign with civilian infrastructure and landmarks of military significance regularly targeted by both sides. Even today, some three decades after the Troubles ended, the two strongly disagree over the status of Northern Ireland. However, this got so bad that Catholics tried to blow up Margaret Thatcher in I think it was in Birmingham. They blew up a hotel that she was staying at because they hated British rule so much. However, these people have come together to oppose mass migration. I say it on this show all the time. I say it repeatedly over and over and over again. This populism wave across the world is winning. It turns out the Irish like Ireland and the British like Britain. America likes America. We do not want our countries to be invaded by the totality of the poor of the third world. People who have no relationship to our culture, no desire to assimilate, just come here and destroy things like we saw at Union Station in Washington, D.C. when the Prime Minister of Israel spoke. Watching the Protestants and the Catholics come together over this has been one of the most wild things I've ever seen. And people need to keep this going. You need to keep up the protests. You need to keep them going everywhere you are. We saw them in Brooklyn. residents being pissed off that illegal immigrants seem to be getting more than they are. And they're right. They're absolutely right. We need more of this. We absolutely need more of this. Guys, keep it locked in here to LFA TV for all the updates of the day. Ryan Mata is coming up next right here on this network. Head on over to loudmajorityusa.com. That's loudmajorityusa.com. Sign up for the newsletter. Check out our shop. That is the best way to support this show and everything we've got going on. It's in the comments. It's in the chat. Check it out. I'll even give you guys some time today, but make sure you tune into Ryan Mata coming up next here on LFA TV. Until tomorrow, everybody. Stay loud.